education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And if you find yourself with a crashed computer, hey, that may be one of the reasons you want to call 602-277-5827. We'll see if we can uncrash it. Generally not a thing that we can do over the air, but we can try. And obviously we want to hear from you about technology you feel is saving time, wasting time. Warn the rest of the world, don't buy this device. It's not a time saver. Or buy this device because it is a time saver.
Yeah.
In fact, we got James on the phone. James on line one that wants to talk about a device he feels does save time. James, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you. My cell phone definitely saves me time.
You don't find that people are causing you to have to sit in the car longer than you normally would, or any, you don't get that many calls yet?
Well, I do use it a fair amount. The main thing I use it for is I drive a semi here locally in the Phoenix area.
I got you.
And I get up before the rest of the family, so what I do is I call back in to check on the wife, say good morning, and see how her day started out with the two boys.
Oh, so not only is it saving time, it's enriching your life.
Yes.
Right.
There you go. Now, you have a hands-free system, right? You're not barreling down the freeway with one hand on the cell phone and the other on whatever you have to do to drive that thing.
Well, I do normally just drive with one hand, and I do not have a hands-free, no.
Uh-oh.
But I do practice safe driving.
All right. We're going to take your word for it.
Freeway coming.
All right, James. So obviously you haven't given your cell phone number out to enough people for it to be where it starts to swing over to the time waster.
No, not yet.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate it.
See, that's the trick. He's got it all down. Don't give it out to people you don't want to call you.
It's like that email thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And make sure you have caller ID.
So with email, you have to have two different email addresses, right? One for the people that you really covet, and then everyone else gets the other. So does that mean you have to have two cell phones?
No.
Oh.
You get the caller ID, and then, I don't know this number. I don't answer.
Oh, but what if it's somebody important?
Well, they'll leave a message, won't they?
Ooh,
see?
Maybe.
Tricky.
Maybe, maybe not. Let's see what Bruce has to say. Bruce, you got technology that enriches or de-enriches your life?
Well, right now I got some technology on the 101 with a payment that's de-enriching my life, but that's not computer anything.
The 101 what?
The 101 with paving and causing you to have to take the access roads.
Well, you want to do a traffic report real quick?
I'm not going north on the 101 by Chandler.
All right.
So I'll close up.
The question, or the comment I wanted you to make is on wireless technology. Whatever happened to A? Is G going to be a true standard? Well, how does Bluetooth fit all in and like that?
Oh my! All kinds of goodies.
Mm.
What you're referring to? What
Bruce is? And listen to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, all right. Bruce. What Bruce is referring to is actually wireless data technology. So he's talking about the different ways that computers can communicate through wireless connections. For the rank and file, for the majority of you out there, mainly what you need to do is share an internet connection. That's the number one use in a home for a wireless network, is you want to have a computer in a room that wasn't pre-wired for computers to be able to use that high-speed cable modem that you have, you know, downstairs or what have you.
Yes.
Or if you want to be really cool, you can hang out by the pool, right?
Yeah.
Connect to the high-speed internet deal.
Get some sun.
Squint and have to shade the screen so you can actually see it. But the fact that you can do it.
Or stick an umbrella up.
Sure.
And then you just
like
relax nicely.
But since the internet connection, if it's really fast, might be 1 or 2 megabytes per second, the slowest wireless technology out there is faster than the fastest internet connection you're going to have. Therefore, there's really no reason to have anything more than the original, what they call version B, 802.11b. He referred to an A and a G.
Yes.
Those all have to do with higher kind of speeds that you can communicate, but it's really generally not going to be seen on your computer at home for that type of thing. If you do a lot of big file transfers, that's a different kind of deal. So, you know what? We'll pick that up in a second. It's the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. When we come back, we'll explain more about wireless technology and stuff that may or may not help you be more efficient in your life. The Computer Corner, back after the news.
The only chocolate Easter eggs made from Mary C's original 83-year-old recipes. Available now at your local C's candy shop.
From the day we're welcomed into our first neighborhood, and at every stage in life along the way, Our needs and priorities change, except one, our need to be part of a community, to feel part of something bigger. And no one understands the importance of community like Del Webb. After all, we've been building communities since 1960. Across the valley, Del Webb offers more types of communities for every stage in life. From smaller, more intimate settings like Solera, Peralta Trails for All Ages, and Cordabella, to the larger resort-style communities of Anthem, an all-ages community, and Sun City Grand. So whether you're just starting a family, or you've already raised yours, Del Webb offers much more than a home. We offer a place to belong. To find the Del Webb community that's right for you, visit delwebb.com/Arizona to receive your free map and community guide. The communities of Del Webb. Del Webb is an equal housing opportunity builder. Home. It can be down a country lane or in a high rise in the city. Surround yourself with your favorite things, books, music, friends. Why not add Starbucks coffee to that list? Because the rich, distinctive taste of Starbucks coffee can be found in the grocery store. So bring it home. Brew a cup of one of our remarkable coffees. Let its rich aroma surround you and be glad you're home. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
The Scottsdale Gun Club, the world's largest state-of-the-art indoor shooting range, is now celebrating their grand opening. And 620KTAR.com introduces you to the excitement with an online target shooting competition. Log on and take aim at great weekly prizes against other KTAR listeners, plus a chance to win a one-year standard membership. Keep 620KTAR.com in your crosshairs and get on target with the Scottsdale Gun Club and News Radio 620KTAR.
Wild West!